But on my social media, I'm known as O Designs on everything.
Okay. So Mariam took part in hackathon that happened last year, I believe.
Last two years.
Okay, so yeah, it's an event that actually happens every year, right?
Yep.
So Mariam took a part in the hackathon that happened 2 years before. So we're here to let her tell us about her experience. So how was it? How was the experience?
It was good because you meet different people, you get to network, socialize, you learn a lot. I went alone. Usually some people go in groups, but I went alone. But I went with a friend, but we don't want to be in the same group.
Okay.
So I got to meet with different people. So you get to form a team with designers, developers, those who can talk, those who have ideas. You mix a lot with people.
So hackathon, I believe, is an event for building up apps and all that, right?
Yes, you build apps, you create ideas, you create an idea, then you build upon that idea, then you try and create it within the short limit of time,
mm-hmm.
all, I think about in a weekend, then you have a prize at the end.
Okay, great.
So like the best app gets a prize.
Yes, the best idea gets a prize if you've made a good prototype as well, so.
So how long do they give you? What duration do they give you to make an app?
You're coming in the morning. If it's a 2-day event, you're coming in the morning on a Friday. You work till, let's say, what, 7, mm-hmm. 8? Some people sleep over.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
Some people slept over. I did not. So I left maybe at 7. Then I had to be back at the event at 7 again so I could meet up with my team and finish up.
Okay, so how long is the hackathon entirely, from when to when?
Like 2 days?
The days, 2 weeks, a month?
No, so it's about 2 days.
Two days.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
For some, like there's one, the Imagine Cup. They start in, I think, April.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs is much longer. So you have to put in an idea, maybe a prototype. Then they have to select people. Then they have... You come there, you demonstrate, then you get picked, then you go in for regionals, then finals in the US.
Oh,
that's pretty
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So what app did you make, you and your team?
We made a Hire Me app where you instantaneously decide whether or not you're going to hire a person in the first 10 seconds that they talk to you.
Oh, okay. So how does it work?
We didn't finish, but in the sense was... A person and someone who's looking for a job would post a video,
okay,
introducing themselves, saying what they do, and the employer decides within the first 10 seconds whether they wanted to hire him or not.
Okay, so do you think anything will go wrong with an app like that, perhaps?
It depends on the person talking. So the person looking for a job, it tests your people skills a lot because you have to say a lot about yourself within 10 seconds. Because there is a background check that says, or a background, what's it called? A background, let's just say there's research that says within the first 10 seconds, you know whether you like a person or not.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, we were using that idea and building up on it.
All right. So you are doing computer programming,
computer science. Yes.
And what was your part in this whole thing?
I'm what you call, I can develop, I can design.
Okay, so you designed the app?
I was part of both. We didn't physically build it because we didn't have that much time. And I don't think anybody in my group, except for me, knew how to build straight up. And then I wasn't great in it because I just started getting into programming when I got into uni.
Oh, right, yes, 2 years back, so yeah.
I would say 3 because I'm in my fourth year. So I started in my first year. I'm not the usual programmer that starts at the age of 13. I started at the age of, what, 16?
Okay.
I was late, and I didn't start liking it until I was, what, I think 18, 19?
So basically you're end of high school.
No, I didn't do programming
like
throughout high school.
When I just started uni.
So I liked it the second year of my uni.
Oh,
our first year, I was just going with the flow. Then
Yeah, once you get a hang of it, you start
liking
it.
Then I got a hang of it, then it was...
So what compelled you to take part in Hackathon?
A lecturer of mine was like, oh my gosh, there's a women in STEM to empower women in hackathons. I was like, okay. At first I didn't, then she was like, oh, it's a great experience, I get to meet people. And I did, and I enjoyed it. So she persuaded us to go, so I went.
So do you still keep in touch with anyone you met at that hackathon?
That's the problem. That's my fault. I think that's my fault in a way. Mm-hmm. Also, I do remember faces, so if I see them on the road, I will.
Yeah, you'd like remember them.
I would remember. Mm-hmm. I do have some on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
So I keep in touch with that.
Yeah, so it did help you build your network.
Yes, it did help me build my network. I met people of great
potential.
Yes, employers that were great, people that were well-renowned. And I even met the co-founder of Interns Me. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, they use that thing where you put a video interview.
Yes.
And then, like, they
so
use
how
that.
Do you think this actually helps students when they participate in hackathon?
You grow your network, you get to interact with different people. And it's something I think anyone in computer science should try and go. Even if it's just once, because it puts you out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I think like it helps you work under pressure.
Yes, it
like,
helps you work under pressure. It helps you with your people skills, because not the first idea that gets popped up in your group will be the best one or you will like it. So you have to be able to communicate and say, oh, I don't think that's going to work, but I think this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to talk to people that have never met you before,
mm-hmm.
and to explain your app in a very persuasive way for them to pick you. So it builds up for a later situation. So maybe for an interview, with discussing with someone you don't know in a hackathon, that would definitely help in an interview.
Yeah, and also when like you start working and you like mostly like programming work is in groups, so you have to know how to like deal with
people.
Yeah,
it teaches you how to deal with groups. I don't know. Because if like I went as a stranger who didn't know anybody, I got picked based on the fact that I knew how to design and knew how to code, then I was in a group of where, let's say, I was the only person who didn't speak Arabic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So most of them were Arabic speaking?
Yes, either Egyptian, Emirati. So they were all Arabic speaking, but I wasn't. So I had to find a way to communicate on common ground with everyone. Yes.
So can you like briefly tell us the process of how you went through the whole hackathon and made up with this whole idea of...
Oh, the idea wasn't mine.
But how'd you come from that process, like you and your team?
I got there and some people already had ideas to build on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were schools from Abu Dhabi, people from Sharjah, Ajman, Fujairah, all parts of Dubai. Then you get there, then they tell you to pick your groups. If you've already come in a group, lucky you, I didn't. So they said, okay, those who didn't have a group should step to the side and just decide who you wanted to be with. So we kind of just had to look at ourselves, and then they had to divide us again into, okay, who actually has an idea, then who doesn't. Then they divided us again into those who could design and develop, then based on that. So the person who had the idea would decide, oh, okay, I need someone who can design, I need someone who can develop, I need someone who can talk to somebody. Based on that, we were able to build groups. Then when you build a group, you get like a table where you guys introduce yourselves, get to know each other. First 2 hours, you get to know each other. The person who has the idea gets to talk to you about it. Then if you feel like there's something, you know, missing, that's where your people skills comes in. You kindly address her and tell her, oh, I don't think that's going to work, but if you add this and this, it would most likely work.
Okay.
Yes. Then you have mentors as well. I had a friend of mine was the mentor because she had graduated before me. So she was mentoring at the event. So I was glad. So it was easy for me because I knew one of the mentors and my lecturer was also another mentor.
Okay.
But we had different people from different walks of life coming in, telling you, oh, explain your app to me. And you would literally explain your app to 15 different people in the course of 2 days.
Oh.
Yes.
A lot of talking then.
Yes.
A lot of talking, a lot of working, like, that's a lot of stress in just 2 days. But I think it really helps, like, once you start working and, like, stuff, like, you know, you have to do this, like, on a daily basis.
I think it helps people who actually really want to get into the field of computers.
Yes.
Yep.
So are you planning to take any part this year, or...?
I'm in my fourth year. It's quite stressful because I have a lot of workload. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of workload. I'm looking for a job. So it's too much for me to bear. So I'm not, like, I don't think I would attend it this year.
But you would ask anyone who's interested to, don't you think?
Oh, if anyone's interested, you go ahead. Like, take the bull by the horn. Go ahead. Literally, you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
You would enjoy it. You get... For ours, we got Japanese food. Oh, is it Chinese?
Japanese.
No, sorry, I mean Chinese. So I got Chinese food. They take into consideration. They give you breakfast. They give you lunch. And sometimes even dinner. It depends on how late you're staying. If you're staying over, they'll provide you with dinner. Mm. Then you get certificates of participation. Then you get giveaways. The usual shirt, pen, mug, and a bag.
Okay.
No USBs?
I can't remember if they gave
you. Yeah, because usually everyone gives you a USB.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's part of the kit all the time.
Yeah, the pen, the mug, the USB, t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's what Mariam was here for. She's from Harriet Watt, final year computer student.
Yeah.
And she took part in the hackathon, so she was here to give us the information about it. So thank you, Mariam.
No problem.